Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So with what political party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
Republican, all right, thank you. So as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like School Board on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not
definitely.
At all
likely?
Definitely, all right, thank you. So what is your main racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian? All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
76.
76. All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say that things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, it's got a lot to go yet.
All right. So, would you say you're not really sure then?
No, not really sure, but DeSantis is doing a good job.
All right, so maybe would that be like maybe right direction then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your families? Would it be K-12 education, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Crime and public safety. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have, like, a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of them. So the first one is Joe Biden.
No, thank you.
All right. So that'd be like no opinion or very unfavorable?
No opinion.
All right. What about Ron DeSantis?
We like him.
All right. So that'd be like a very favorable opinion?
Yes.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is the best.
So also very favorable as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So for the rest of the survey, the like main focus on is going to be the issue of education in your community. So from the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to help improve K-12 education? Would you say it's ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, improving the academic rating of schools, or strengthening school safety and security measures?
Probably the first one.
The first one? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to ask you about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. And it's also the same dynamic. If you're like, if you either have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you've never heard about them or have no opinion, you can also mention that. So the first one is traditional public schools.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about teachers' unions?
No opinion.
Teachers? Like in general?
Very good.
Your school, your county school board?
No opinion.
Moms for Liberty.
No opinion.
Private schools.
No opinion.
Your local PTA or PTO.
Not favorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
No, it's favorable. It's okay. They do a good job.
Oh, you said favorable. I'm so sorry. All right. Yeah. Would that be like very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right, thank you. And what about charter schools?
I don't know anything about them, no opinion.
All right, no worries, thank you. So, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
All right. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
All right, thank you. So, which of the following would you say best describes you? Statement number one, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Statement number two, although they are not my top concern of mind, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or do you relate more with statement number three? Local education issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Number two.
Number two, all right, thank you. So which one of the following comes close to your opinion? Statement number one, parents should have more educational options. Their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or statement number two, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choices are nice, it takes
number
money
two.
Out of... Number two, all right, thank you. So as you may know, the elections for school boards are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. So which of the following comes closest to your own opinion? Number one, the political party affiliation. If a school board candidate is not important to me, we should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Keep
or
the
statement,
out of the
or,
classroom.
I'm sorry? So you want to agree?
I think they should keep it out of the classroom.
All right, thank you. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or statement number two, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are
number
the ultimate...
Two.
Number two, all right. So now I'm going to give you a series of issues and like positions that a candidate might hold. And for this one, if you could tell me if by each statement that the candidate holds, this would make you much more likely to support them for school board, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or if it would make absolutely no difference. So the first one is a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I agree.
Much more likely to support them or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Well, we wonder what happened to all the money that was supposed to go from the lottery.
All right. So would you say this makes you, like, maybe much more likely or no difference? Maybe?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Well, it depends. There's pros and cons.
All right. So would you say maybe you're, like, somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely? Or would it make no difference?
Well, I don't like them using them, but if they need to, then they need to be there.
All right. Understandable. So what about a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Definitely.
So much more likely as well?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who wants to increase the transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Definitely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase of property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Yes.
As well, much more likely?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who supports a slight... let's see. All right. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports or programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Protect them.
So you agree with this one? Much more likely?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I don't, agree with anything like that. I agree for everyone to be more equal than they are most of the time and a lot less opinionated.
All right. So would you say this one as well, much more likely to support them?
Yeah.
All right. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
That's good. 2 terms.
All right. A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Yes. I don't
so much.
Making the parents and depends on if they have a health class or something like that, but they have to have some kind of a curriculum to follow.
All right. So would it be much more likely then?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And what about a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code?
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
You have no opinion about that?
No.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So the rest of the questions we have are just short demographic questions for classification purposes. So how long have you lived in Florida? Has it been like maybe 5 years or less, or more than 20 years, like your whole life, or between 11
well,
and 20 years?
Well, I was employed for 24 years at Mayo Clinic, and I had to retire because I got ill.
All right. But you've lived in Florida for more than 20 years, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate? All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
12th grade.
12th grade. All right. Do you have any children or grandchildren who are 18 years or under who currently attend school?
I have a grandchild.
All right. So do you happen to know if they attend, like, any traditional public schools or a charter school?
Public.
Or is it, like, private?
Public.
Public? All right. Public? All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Is it, like, maybe every
day?
Daily? All right. Thank you. So, well, this will conclude our survey, so I truly do appreciate it, and thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, have a good day.
Thank
good
you
luck.
So much. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.